Now, joining us on the line on U105 this morning is Councillor Kevin Campbell. Kevin is a Sinn Féin representative up in the Northwest. Kevin, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
And Kevin, good morning.
How you doing? Nice to have you on with us this morning on U105. You're looking for additional bus shelters in the Creggan area of Derry. Can you tell us why you think you need those, Kevin?
Well, to be honest with you, Creggan's a population of about 11,000. There is no bus shelters at all in the Creggan area. So I had a number of residents contact me to say in relation to the lack of bus shelter provision. So I contacted the Derry and St Mandus Council, the Engineers Department. We went out on site. We looked at a number of options on site. Areas where school children would congregate waiting on the school bus. Now, weather like this, you know, they're getting battered with rain and snow, and then they get into school, they're sitting in soaking wet uniforms. Whereas normally, you know, if you had the bus shelter, they're not looking for any seating or anything, just somewhere where they can keep the rain off until the bus comes. Now, council is away now. They look at options and come back. So I'm hoping that the sooner the better they come back, maybe we can get some sort of bus provision shelters for the area.
And why aren't there any, or why aren't there enough there, Kevin? Is it is the population grown, or is it a hangover from past times, or?
No, I think part of the problem was years ago they had bus shelters, and the estate, they were fiberglass sort of, not perspex, see-through. Vandalism, they were damaged and obviously taken away. Today, if the bus shelter you have now, it's just sort of like it's a cover over your head. It's metal and it can't be damaged. So we're hoping now, when we look at the past, those type of bus shelters, they were closed in. People were using them for drinking and everything else. Whereas this type of bus shelter, they're away from a built-up area. They will be roof cover only, so it's keeping the rain away, and it's just basically trying to keep you comfortable while you're waiting on the bus, rather than having anything closed in and an attraction for those that's fond of antisocial activity.
How's things going in the city, Kevin? We were talking earlier this morning about Belfast, and with someone on from Newry there talking about issues they have about housing, but how's it going up there? How's the city feel? I know Halloween's a big time for you in terms of tourism and in terms of people coming in and enjoying a 7 or a 10 day long celebration.
Halloween is in full swing at the moment, and you can see there's a buzz in the air. We have a week, or I think it's just actually over a week long celebration. Things are happening, and schools will be involved. And then it accumulates with the parade this year, which over the years seems to have got bigger and bigger and bigger. This year we're hoping to attract over 30,000 visitors to the city. All hotels and bed and breakfasts are booked out at the moment, so which is a very, very good sign. It's a healthy sign, and it's been like that for a number of years. So I think council is moving in the right direction in regards to tourism.
And I know Frank was talking earlier in the week about the launch of a new plan and where they want to take the Foyle area as well, and the potential for the future.
I think that's a fantastic idea. I know it's in the region of 25 million, but for years we had were back to the Foyle, and that's the way that city was. We had the bridge divided the both of us, you know, the two sides, and we were back to the Foyle. We needed to sort of fix the Foyle. The Foyle is an asset which can be used and utilised for the city and by all. And I think part of that was the development of the Peace Bridge. When that came along, people at the beginning, when it was muted in council, there was a bit of laughing going on. They think, who's going to walk across the Peace Bridge? And within the first year, there's over 1 million people had walked the Peace Bridge, because tourists will come along, they want to walk it. It's a shortcut. It has everything going for it. So the river is a massive asset for the city, and I think this plan will help to develop that asset, and it will help to develop it for tourism as well, which would be very healthy for the city.
It is. Well, we're sitting here in Belfast, and we're sitting City Keys, and we're right alongside the Lagan here. You can just see the expansion over the last few years and the plans for the expansion and what's yet to come. And you have to make use of natural resources and natural assets like that, especially sitting in the, you know, running through the centre of a city, which would such heritage and beauty as you guys have up there.
That's it. You know, you can't ignore it. But for years we did ignore it. It was part of the port which we looked at. You know, the port would have been it would have been the harbour for us, where the dockers would have went to offload ships. And then with the building of the new bridge, the ships couldn't get up, so everything went to Lissahali. We turned our back on the Foyle, and now we're sort of looking at the Foyle as an asset. And I think each time we move in that direction, they develop the Foyle, you can see that the city is thriving, and it's thriving as one. So it's all very, very good and very positive for the city.
Good to hear, Kevin, and the best of luck to everybody, both in the search for bus shelters and with all the tourists coming for Halloween. All the best, Kevin. Good luck now.